But before all of that, it's a round of Am I the Jerk, where a member of the Playhouse family fears they might be in the wrong. They might be the jerk. And, well, you vote if you think they're the jerk or not the jerk. So, Becky, you are thinking maybe there's a chance you might be the jerk today.
Well, I hope I'm not, but I could use some advice. My husband, who kind of likes to DIY sometimes, he's had this backyard project where, you know, it's a big undertaking, but he said that he would have it done by Easter. Easter came and went, and, you know, meanwhile, there was a big, huge pile of rocks out there. It's unsightly. He said it would be done by Memorial Day. That is come and gone. Am I a jerk for outsourcing this? Because I am tired of looking at this pile of rocks. It's irritating, and he's not getting it done.
So you have all this landscaping material just kind of, like, in piles around. It's been there, it sounds like, for a couple of months already. And it's just, is it not getting done? On the early end of that, I suppose he was able to use the, well, you know, I guess we don't know if it's going to snow. But I think it's safe to say the snow's done now.
Yeah, it's done snowing at this point. So I don't think you're a jerk, because this almost sounds like my dad. He's got, you know, a large honey-do list. And there was a moment where my stepmom wanted, like, the attic to be redone. So that way it could be like a space for something. And my dad's like, oh, I got that. And we, like, carried all the sheetrock, heavy sheetrock up the stairs into the attic. And it's like an older house too. So it's like steep stairs, and we got most of it done, but then, like, plans changed and it just took forever. We'll put it that way. So I don't think it's wrong. I don't think you're a jerk if you hire out.
I also don't think you're a jerk, but I think you have to give him that courtesy, like, alert of, like, hey, just so you know, since it doesn't seem like you're getting to this, I'm going to call somebody.
Right.
And, of course, you'll probably go, oh, no, I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, listen, we're getting it done. It's already, like, we're in June now. I want to enjoy the space. It needs to get done. Unless you're doing it literally this weekend and it's going to get done this weekend, I'm calling somebody so we can get on the list. You give them that deadline. This is your deadline. Job's got to get done.
And here's what needs to be done by this point. Yeah, give them that whole, like, breakdown for it. I feel like that's probably the best way to do it, because if nothing else, I know my stepmom was gonna do a back deck, and my best friend's really good. He's like, he's all about the DIY whatever, do it yourself projects, and he's built plenty of decks for his dad, his grandma. I've helped him, and my stepmom wanted a new one because they got new steps. And then all of a sudden, my stepmom went on a little vacation to go see my stepsister. And then it was supposed to, we had it, like, planned. We hadn't bought the wood, but we had it planned that we were going to do it, like, this end of month or whatever. Come back, my dad went out to Lowe's. He bought all the lumber, and he built the same exact deck. It was just newer wood. And because he didn't want help. He didn't want somebody else to do it.
Get this done. It's my yard.
He went and did it himself. So, yeah, even if you give the courtesy, this is what is going to happen. This is what's going to, you know, somebody's coming to do it. Like, they might just, you know, get full bore, get it done.
She a jerk if she goes and calls somebody to finish his unfinished landscaping project. Hello.
I don't think she's a jerk at all, because whatever the home project is, it's taking up space or it's making a mess. You want organization back in your life. You want, you know, your home back. And I think if you can't get it done, get somebody to do it for you.
I vote a lot of not a jerks. Does anyone think she is totally a jerk at all? 237, it's tax 35-270. It's Am I the Jerk on 194.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
And today, fearing that very thing, is Playhouse family member Becky. If you missed it so far, here's a quick 30-second recap of why she thinks she might be the jerk.
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
My husband, who kind of likes to DIY sometimes, he's had this backyard project where, you know, it's a big undertaking, but he said that he would have it done by Easter. Easter came and went, and, you know, meanwhile, there was a big, huge pile of rocks out there. It's unsightly. He said it would be done by Memorial Day. That is come and gone. Am I a jerk for outsourcing this? Because I am tired of looking at this pile of rocks. It's irritating, and he's not getting it done.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it done by July 4th or Labor Day, or at least Christmas for sure. Jerk if she calls a professional or no.
Absolutely. A man's home is his castle. All right, it may take some time to get around to actually working on it, but you cannot go behind his back and get somebody else to start fixing that stuff up. He's got a specific way he's going to want to do it. He's going to want to be able to walk past whatever that project is every day and be like, that's mine.
Okay, well, we haven't had a ton of people make that argument, so we appreciate your vote. And honestly, you know, a few people saying that, but for the most part, the text club is saying, yeah, not a jerk at all.
Yeah, somebody said, reverse the situation. What's the thing in her list? Would she be upset if he hired somebody to do the other, or some other woman to do the things for her? Just saying, no, you're not a jerk. I'd bring it up to him. Definitely, you got a procrastinator on your hands. And one more saying, not a jerk at all. I have a hallway closet door that he was supposed to replace. My husband took it off, but has yet to go buy the new one. So our closet is open, and it's like a bathroom pantry type of closet. Not the most flattering thing to have completely open.
And jerk, not a jerk.
Oh, absolutely not. I have the same issue going on. My husband is like trying to renovate our basement, but he worked all the time. So it's like 3 years. There's like one wall done. I would do it myself, but I mean, I don't know how. So, no.
Yeah, I think if he has this just pile of landscaping stuff that's been sitting out for like well over a month now, and you know you got neighbors that are like, it's got to get done. I think you have that last conversation. Yeah, I'm going to call somebody, unless you can do it this weekend. And when Sunday evening comes and he's watching The Simpsons, you go and you call somebody.
I mean, it has been hot, like the one person in the text club. It has been hot the last few times. So, like, on the weekends, unless he's waking up super early, then the neighbors are going to be upset. Or he's staying up super late, then you're probably going to be upset because he's not doing, you know, hanging out with you, watching the TV show that you're wanting to watch. So, I don't know. You know what? I don't think you are a jerk for hiring out, because eventually he's just going to offload the issue, and he won't have to work that hard, or you know what? Make an expert do it. Let's put it that way.
You know what? It wasn't hot the first time he's supposed to do it.
That's true, too. A while back. Yeah, that is true.
You've been okay doing it after Easter.